rock and roll lost one of its most theatrical songwriters this week. Jim Steinman was a composer, lyricist, and producer who worked with Meatloaf, Celine Dion, and Bonnie Tyler.
Light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
Steinman died Monday of kidney failure. He was 73. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
Jim Steinman once said, "If you don't go over the top, you can't see what's on the other side." When he met the larger-than-life Meatloaf, he said he found the singer who could sing his music the way he envisioned it.
And I never had a girl looking any better than you did. And all the kids at school, they were wishing they were me that night. And now our bodies are so close and tight. And now I felt so good, and now I felt so
Meatloaf and Steinman's 1977 Bat Outta Hell became one of the best-selling albums of all time. It was also audacious. The song Paradise by the Dashboard Light is an 8.5-minute, three-act drama, including a play-by-play by New York Yankees announcer Phil Rizzuto.
He's not letting up at all. He's going to drive to second. The ball is bobbled out center, and here comes the throw, and what a throw.
Steinman grew up on Long Island. He wrote his first over-the-top musical in college at Amherst. Dream Engine was 3 hours long and performed largely in the nude. It also launched his career. Renowned New York theater producer Joseph Papp came to see it and signed a deal with Steinman during intermission. Jay Scheib, who directed Bat Outta Hell, the musical, says Steinman liked working outside the rules.
He was really interested in pushing whatever form of artistic expression he could find to the point where it would sort of explode.
Jim Steinman also loved great classic stories. His favorite was Peter Pan. Jay Scheib says, in many ways, Steinman was himself one of the Lost Boys. Steinman said as much in a speech he gave at Amherst in 2013.
I was nobody, really. I really wasn't anybody. I say that not glibly. I didn't know who I was.
Steinman said all that changed in 1968 when he wrote an article for the school newspaper. It was an article about rock and roll, politics, doing drugs, philosophy. His writing was full of drama, foreshadowing the music he would go on to create for audiences around the world. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.